The 2013 Boston Marathon bombings are seared into people's memories. Manya Chilinski was in the bleachers at the finish line.
I was standing there looking, I think, directly ahead, and a bomb exploded across the street from me. I don't know how I knew, but I knew it was a bomb. And I was frozen in place.
Chilinski wasn't physically hurt. She and her friends made it through the chaos. They didn't really understand what had just happened, and they all just went home. Chilinski realized something was wrong the next day when she went to work and took a conference call.
In the middle of the call, I smelled the bomb, and I reacted the way that I reacted the day before, which was I was frozen in place. Something in my brain clicked. Okay, I'm looking outside the door of my office. There is no smoke. I don't think it's happening again.
For months, Chilinski would sometimes smell explosives or even see destruction that hadn't really happened. She was not functioning well.
I had trouble taking care of myself, trouble eating, trouble sleeping. When I did sleep, I had nightmares.
Eventually, Chilinski was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Her brain was stuck in danger mode. Dr. Alicia Moreland-Capuia is director of the Institute for Trauma-Informed Systems Change at McLean Hospital. She says fear is a survival mechanism, and the brain stores frightening memories to remind us to avoid future similar situations. But problems can arise when that mechanism doesn't shut off.
We're not designed to be under chronic stages of stress and or fear when it doesn't turn off and it starts to get in the way of our ability to function and to do everyday life. That's when we're starting to kind of move or brush up against the edges of a post-traumatic, a more chronic process that would really benefit from some additional expert support.
The decade of research since the bombing suggests that about half of all U.S. residents have experienced a trauma in their lives, and the psychological effects from mass disasters are a major public health concern. Boston University School of Public Health Dean Dr. Sandro Galea says there are many victims of mass tragedies beyond those physically hurt.
Given any traumatic, large-scale traumatic event, there are individuals who are directly experiencing the trauma and many others around them who also experience a traumatic event, which means there are more people who are indirectly affected than those who are directly affected.
Even people outside of Massachusetts were traumatized by the bombings, according to researchers. Roxanne Cohen-Silver, a professor at the University of California at Irvine, says it was the first U.S. tragedy where graphic images were widely disseminated on social media without editorial oversight. Her studies found that people just repeatedly seeing the images online suffered mental distress.
We actually have seen a cycle in which people engage in a lot of media is associated with stress and anxiety and worry, which then they're sensitized and are sort of drawn to the next story. And that is a cycle from which it's very difficult to break.
Cohen Silver says this weekend's anniversary could be a trigger for many people. Her advice is to stay away from graphic images and focus on positive things. She says while the country is more sensitive to mental health now compared to 10 years ago, the attention often centers on those who were physically hurt.
There is clearly a focus that doesn't also simultaneously say, let's make sure that the people who were at the finish line who witnessed this tragedy are also taken care of, even though they left with four limbs.
For Manya Chilinski, she says she's in a better place now, thanks to years of therapy and a support group for those who have experienced terrorist attacks. She's also become what she calls an accidental advocate. Because Chilinski says she had little guidance on how to get help, she's urging officials to provide more support to people whose injuries from mass tragedies aren't visible.
I don't want this to happen to anybody else. I want the next time something big happens that there will be mental health support and there will be validation for the real distress that these kind of events can cause people.
Chilinski worked with Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley on legislation that expands federal mental health resources to survivors of crises that are declared federal emergencies. President Biden signed that bill into law in December.